So today I'm going to do another podcast on one of Keats's poems, this one, La Mia. Now, Keats is an interesting poet in that he was very harshly criticized by the critics of his time, and it caused him to basically die. But he's pretty much the only romantic poet that gets read today. Some people read Coleridge, but it's mostly Keats that's still being read. And I think one of the perfect examples of Keats's poetry is La Mia, which is an incredibly interesting poem. And I'll just get into what it is. It's a narrative poem in the tradition of Ovid. It could almost be in Ovid's Metamorphoses, but it's written with a more romantic era touch, because this is going to talk about Apollonius of Tyre, which is a figure in basically later Roman mythology who was a sort of sophist, and we'll get into all that. But basically what happens is you have this opening with Hermes chasing after a nymph, and he's looking for her, and he's got lust, and captures the Ovid type theme of the lust, and Hermes is trying to rape the nymph. That's what it's basically going to be about. But that's not what the story is about. That's just one aspect of it. So Hermes comes down, and there's a snake that guards the nymph, and its name is Lamia. And Lamia asks Hermes, and she's like, well, can you please turn me into a woman, and I'll let you basically rape the nymph. And that's what Hermes does. And Lamia's like, I know this man, Lysias, and he's beautiful, and I want to marry him. So the rest of the story is about Lamia marrying Lysias. And Lysias's friend is Apollonius. And the interesting thing about it is that Apollonius sees through Lamia. He sees that she's a snake, and so he calls her a snake. And at the very end of the story, and while they're in the middle of their bridal feast, they're having a marriage supper, and there's wine and there's merrymaking, and she turns back into a snake. Now, why I find this really interesting is for a few reasons. The one is just the most prominent is that it's like a theme about love, but it's more or so a theme about the philosopher kind of unwooling love and making love, like romantic love, almost like the snake. And it's a very interesting metaphor, because it's what the metaphor in the book is about. Is about just basically the philosopher with his precise science. Basically, a scientist today would be akin to a philosopher in ancient Greece or a sophist. He sees the precision, the preciseness, what Lamia is, and he calls it, and it turns her back into a snake. Now, obviously, a person can't be turned into a snake, and that's kind of what the point of the story is, that the philosopher, the sophist, is so preoccupied with what actually is that he misses the miraculous. He misses the whole point of the fact that this is happening. Granted, you might say that it's poetic justice of Lamia abandoning her position of guarding the nymph. There's some interplay in there of the nymph being beautiful and just wanting to be beautiful alone. There's some definite, like, it's not feminism, but if you're a feminist, you might like that particular aspect of the poem. The nymph just wants to be beautiful and roam around in the woods and be, like, unseen. Scene. She just wants to be her. And I think that's like a very precise way of defining what a feminist is. They just kind of want to be left alone to their own activities and their own beauty. Kind of interesting in its own right. But then, of course, Hermes changes the snake into a woman, and that's what reveals the nymph. What that means, I would just think maybe that's poetic justice, is Lamia being turned back into a snake, that she should have remained at her guard post. But it's a very interesting poem. It's only 2 chapters, and I was just like counterplaying, because like I think Keats is sort of saying that, like, philosophy is not a good thing all the time. Like, sometimes you need to be mystified, sometimes you need to be sort of dazzled by the miracle of what love is. That maybe Lamia shouldn't have had to stay at that post. Maybe Lamia should have taken on the role of wife, and maybe this philosopher did something unjust to her. Who knows? There are 2 interpretations. This is one of those points in Keats's poetry of negative capability. It's whichever side you fall on. It's like, is it poetic justice, or is it unjust? Did the philosopher sort of demystify love, which is the greater crime? And it's a pretty interesting thought, I think, is like, should have Lamia been told to guard the nymph? Should have she had to do that? Or should have Apollonius necessarily seen the way things actually are, which is what a philosopher does, is sees the world as it is, and they kind of expose it nakedly, destroying the magic, in this case, what is essentially an incredibly rich and beautiful love. So I'm not going to get into all the other interpretations. That's just a very journalistic way of explaining the story. Is it poetic justice, or is it unjust? And there leads to a question that I'm not sure I can answer.